no.
Wants a lecturer, you know. He put us on. A lecturer, and he had to go away, and he wanted to see how all of them are listening to his lecture. All the students, and he left, and he had to be on. He looked and peeped into the door, and he saw that everyone had left his tape recorder also. They didn't come to the shiur.
Torah Way, Northwest London, Monday, bank holiday, Beis Darash Chodesh Iyar, the 2nd of May, Harav Pinchas Broya Shlita, Emuno.
We said in that book, Pesach, Chayev Odom, Lirais Esatzmoy, Ki'ilu Hu Yotze Mitzrayim. Person has to see himself as if he himself was part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Obviously, it's a very difficult mitzvah. One of the Gedolim, I said, even the Alter from Kelm, he said he thinks it's the most difficult part of the Seder. To consider yourself as having gone out of Mitzrayim. But obviously the Kavona is, and I've seen this chart as well, but I tell it myself as well, that it depends what Yetzias Mitzrayim means for you. If you look at it in the spiritual way, or in the materialistic way. That's getting out of the Shibbut of Mitzrayim, of the bondage. So if it's concerning the bondage that we were in, and we were freed from that now, that's very hard to imagine today. Because we're not in Mitzrayim. We haven't got those feelings. But on the other hand, if we understand that the Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim is mainly the Geulas HaNefesh, as we say in Seder night, everybody says it. You have the Tus Nafshenu, Geulaseinu, and Tus Nafshenu. When it's an Indian of a spiritual uplift and freedom from all the influences of Mitzrayim, this can apply today no less than it did then. If we can free ourselves of the bondage of all the Yetzer Hara influences of our generation. As the Satmar Rebbe used to say, Yetzias Mitzrayim, not Yetzias Mi Mitzrayim, not Yolukah Mitzrayim, but take the Mitzrayim out of you. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nema Ruiz Mitzrayim, and see to go on the straight path of it. If that's the case, then we can consider today as well. We can have a Yetzias Mitzrayim today. If we forget about all what's going on around us and all the influences of the Smiva that we enveloped in all year, that's our Yetzias Mitzrayim today. But I always say, I say the night as well. There's only the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we have to consider ourselves as being part of it. But even the follow on, because Yidden left Mitzrayim, and what do they do? They're on the way now to Kriyas Yamsuk, to Matan Torah, to have to follow the footsteps of Klal Yisrael in our day and generation as well. Which means the approach to Shavuot should be of one, I'm coming out of Mitzrayim, I'm still on the way to be Mekabel Etz HaTorah. Obviously there was no bank holiday in those times, we can't copy. No bank holiday, no other problem that we have today. Excuse me, consider it a problem, but there are problems today. They wasn't there. Then they had one goal, one thing in mind, one aim, just to approach Matan Torah. Let's push it. Go to Matan Torah, the Gantich Klal Yisrael is into it. But there was a little, with all the nisim and iflores, in the middle before Matan Torah, suddenly what came about was a sort of an interruption. And in that Seder Advorim, and what was interruption? Suddenly Amalek came up. Why did Amalek come in? What was wrong there? Or Klal Yisrael are preparing for Matan Torah. Why? How does Amalek have the right bechlal to enter their territory? So the answer is the Torah was not there. Because Klal Yisrael said these words, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imoy. Is God amongst us or is he not amongst us? That's a very awkward question to ask when you're in the midbar and being under the influence of everything. And suddenly ask a question, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu, but that's what they said. If the Torah said these words, that's what went wrong there. So the question is, what about us? Do we also put in, if we follow the footsteps, then we also have to ask the same question. Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imoyim. I want to explain that a little bit. What's the meaning? Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu. What's the pshat mean? I was thinking, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we all know great miracles occurred. The Mishnah says in others, Asor nisim natzel aviseinu Beis HaMikdash. And obviously there was a great revelation of what you call divinity. The presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was felt and seen all over. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, nisim and the floors that went on then. So obviously it was easier for them at that point to understand that Hayesh Hashem Bekabenu, the Rabbi Shalom is amongst us. What they saw in the Bishamikdash was unbelievable. Nothing to compare to. Even a goy wasn't spoiled when he saw all that happened with Yom Kippur. The Avodah, all the Nisim and the Floyd that happened every day. So today we don't have those Nisim. The Nisim that went on the Bishamikdash, it doesn't go on today. Today we're in a doya, what they call Hastoras Ponim. And not only Hastoras Ponim, a concealment of the Shchinah, it's more than that. There's a double lashon in the Pasuk. Vayelech, Bonoichi haste asti uponai. A double Hastora. Und a bittere Sach. In the Novi Yeshaya, Rashi said in Yeshaya Chestot of the Pasuk, V'chkeitzi l'Hashem, Hamasti uponov mi beis yankiv selo v'kivitzi loy. Hini onoichi vayelodim asher nosen li'Hashem, I'll soon explain the passage in a little way to say what's going on there. But Rashi brings down that there was no greater klal of Klal Yisrael when they heard the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'noichi haste raste, as if not enough, one astore, and astore betoich, concealment in a concealment. As we won't see the Yad Hashem altogether. We won't feel Hashem Hashem bekirbeinu. But there was a certain consolation, a certain comfort that the Eden had at the time, which was Menachem then, in this very uncomfortable besura that they heard, the Nichum was that the Ribbono Shel Olam added on another few words, which only the Ribbono Shel Olam could do. At the same time, simultaneously, as the Ribbono Shel Olam had zugesagt, as the Torah will never be forgotten. And that's what the Poshim Yeshaya is referring to. As much as the Haster Aster, and as much as Hamasti Ponim B'Vishyan Kipselo, I'm still hoping for him. Why? Hini Onoichi V'Hayelodim. Because if I think of the continuation, that I can, the Torah will never be forgotten, it'll be given over from generation to generation, that sort of consoled Klal Yisrael in that surah of Onoichi Aster. I want to explain this a little bit. Thinking, now generation, we have an Haster Aster. But I think, on the other hand, we have much more proof to the essence of Shchina B'Seichenu in certain ways more than in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Which looks rather strange, a strange thing to say. Beis Hamikdash were Nisim and Nifloos. Open Nisim Gluim. We don't witness Nisim Gluim today. But on the other hand, there's a great nes that's going on today in Klal Yisrael. If only we would think of it a little bit. Which I'll soon talk about the thinking business. There's no time to think today, you know that. That's one of the big problems we have today. But if we would think a little bit, and we'd meditate, let's think of what's going on. We're living now in a golus, getting close to 2,000 years. But let me say, from Chom Beis Hamikdash. At the time when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, never could they in their wildest dreams think that a Shaykh, that Klal Yisrael, should continue and exist for so many generations. Well, all the persecutions, and the afflictions, and the shibud of all the goliathism that went on from the beginning till the end, whether from the Christians or from the Arabs, whoever they were, Crusaders, Middle Ages, Inquisition, the Nazis, Yimach Shemon Bezichrom, all of them, how can we exist? And many people had big nishoinus about that, even after the war. It was very hard for them to believe that there still is a God in heaven. But they didn't understand it. And yet, Baruch Hashem, we're coming out to a certain extent, with all the problems that we have today, we are coming out with flying colors. The fact that we exist today, and there is a koimetz of Yidin, that's more than a koimetz, only a little bit. We still believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they try to continue the Torah heritage to perpetuate all that we learned in Sinai from generation to generation. This, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they could not witness. They did not have this experience to understand how the Ribbono Shel Olam keeps us going right through the generations. But we in our generation today, after having heard, seen and learned all that happened in history till now, and here we are, there's no greaterness. And this is a nest which ought to obligate us to be Ma'amin and Basha. And to understand that as much as it's an astoras ponim, over it says, tzof kotzof, ha-yesh Hashem b'kabeiru, the Rebbe Yisrael is amongst us. I always repeat, I might have said it to you as well more than once, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, yesterday was his Yahrzeit, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the famous Rabbi Yaakov Emden, writes an introduction of his siddur, Sulam Beisel it's called. He had the following statement, an unbelievable statement. He says he thinks that the mere existence and continuity of Klal Yisrael right through the ages, with all the problems involved, with all the tzoros and all the goliasim, is a greater ness than the ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. A greater ness. Why? Because Kriyas Yamsuf was a one-time ness. Yetzias Mitzrayim, although it was the Hagdomah to all the other nesses, but it only happened once in history. The ness of our existence goes on from generation to generation. And always with more problems, and more nesyonos. And here we are. We're still here, Baruch Hashem. So he says, this ness for him is a greater ness than the ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. And we are witnessing this ness. Now, if you only think a little bit, what's going on here? Baruch Hashem, we can live a Jewish life. Wherever we are, wherever we spread out, the whole country, Eretz, all places, from one end of the world to the other. Baruch Hashem, Yidden and Eretz Yisrael as well, that is one of the biggest nesim. And here we are. So this ness should really obligate us, much more than in the other generations, to be Ma'amin and Bashem. I want to tell you, the Potik says in Azinu, a little pshat, Zechoy Yemois Oilom. Remember the days of old, whatever the translation is. Binu have a deeper understanding of Snois Doya Bodoya. Sha'alu Bichu Biyageitcho, Tikinecho Biyongoloch. So I wanted to say pshat in this Potik, what's the meaning of Zechoy Yemois Oilom? And Binu Snois Doya Bodoya. So I have a little bit to say. I think I've said it already, but I'll repeat it again. I've almost forgotten it myself, so I have to repeat it again. Binu Snois Doya Bodoya has a meaning. If you'll see in the Torah, all over in the Torah, it always says Doya Bodoya. Every time it says Doya Bodoya, every the reference, Yim Lech Hashem Lo'el Lech Hashem, Doya Bodoya. The Doya Bodoya, Nagi Godlecho, it's always the Doya Bodoya. There are two places in the Torah where the Torah deletes that both, and just refers to the generation that's being doyer doyer without the additional vav, and that's the two places in the Torah: one in Shmois and one in Beshalach. And interesting enough, both places, once it says Zeh Shmi Loilom, but Zeh Zichchi LeDoyer Doyer, no doyer bo doyer doyer doyer. And other posting in Beshalach, Milchom Al Hashem BaMolek Mi Doyer Doyer. What's the pshat? Why those two places don't it say the extra vav? So I have an idea to say the following. I've said it over many times, and people did sort of receive it nicely. That the pshat is, what is Amalek's fight against us? How does he better us? How does he bash us? What is his dogma? What does he want of us? He wants to be menatek, to break off the kesher from one generation to another. He wanted every generation to start off new, forget about the old. Like the Goyim are, they don't want to hear the old. Talk to a guy about the old Stone Age or Christ, what we learned in history, it doesn't mean anything to him. He thinks they were uncivilized those times. Hashem, today we have the modern technology. Today we are civilized. But Basi and Tzavke Faket, and there's old stories about that. We believe Tzavke in the generations of old, who were closer to Sinai, obviously, and we try to follow in their footpath. Tzavke Faket is the guy. We join up the generations. We learn from them. For us, it's doya bo doya. One generation and another. Bo vachibu. We're mechaber the next door to the older door. We keep on going. And that's a shalom bicho biyagetcho business as well. We learn from our fathers and our rebbes, the kenecho biyoyim goloch. In contrast to the goyim. So this is what keeps us going with us. The idea that we are doya bo doya. Amalek knows the secret. And he always tries to better us on that Indian. Try to make it, that it should only be doya doya. Forget about the bo doya. Forget about the older generation. Start anew. Don't go back to Sinai. Start off new, like the Davenein or other Jews think in certain places, think that we can have start off anew with a new type of Judaism, nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, nothing to do with Torah and all that. Not with our heritage and our tradition, Godish. So these two times when the Torah says doya doya, If you look carefully, it's a reference to Amalek. Of course, the problem. Chomer Hashem v'Amalek, midoy, it's called like that. But the pasuk in Shmoyis is also like that. Because the pasuk in Shmoyis says, Zeh Shmi Lo'ilom, it's a dichel idoy bodoy. The Gemara says in Psochim, Zeh Shmi Lo'ilom is written without a vav. No, Lo'ilom is only written with a vav. That's without a vav. So it means Zeh Shmi Lo'olam. It's hidden. My name is hidden. When is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hidden? Through the influence of Amalek. Yod al Kesko, Ein Hashem Sholem, Ein HaKisei Sholem, because of Amalek. Because he tries to make an ois kisei, and ois shame Hashem Sholem. Tries to drive the HaKadosh Baruch out of our midst. That Yesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu. He wants to try and make you feel there's no Hashem B'Kirbeinu. That's Amalek. In these two places, the Torah says Doya Doya. Because that's his system. He's talking about, what he said, what he tries to influence us is with making it into a doya doya instead of a doya bodoya. And instead, I want to hear a little deal from Rashi. I never saw it anywhere, but the cake is on. On that posik, when there's Shmila Oilam, is there Zichel Doya Doya, Rashi brings a posik, it says, there's Shmila Oilam, is there Zichel Doya Bodoya, Zichel Doya Bodoya. Hashem Shimchel Oilam, Hashem Zichel Doya Bodoya. So Rashi bringing a posik, it does say Doya Bodoya. Here the posik says, Dapke Doya Doya, Medeuk. And Rashi brings a posik, that's what it says in the posik, Hashem Shimchel Oilam, Hashem Zichel Doya Bodoya. So I said, it's something like this. The Torah is referring to La Oilam without a vav, La Olam. Which is a reference to Amalek, when Eilach Hashem Sholem. But Rashi brings a posik where it says Hashem Simcha Lo'ilam, there it says Lo'ilam with a vav. As in mit vav, it's Oy Vazay Hashem Zichecho L'Doye Bo Doye. That means Doye Bo Doye, it's going, Chalka Gute Pshat, you can't say it, I'm serious. This is some direct in the Velt Arayim. As Hashem Zichecho L'Doye Bo Doye. That's the side of our existence. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden holds such a greatness. Our existence depends on that. And that's Meduik in the posik. I want to learn Pshat. Remember the days of old and think, Klal Yisrael, what's going on? We're still here. The answer is, if you want to know why we're still here, why we exist and why we continue, it's because of the second half. Rabbeinu, have a deeper understanding, which Bina means, have a deep understanding and understand that Binu snois doya bo doya, that we are a nation that continues to learn from the previous generation. We live our life in a form of doya bo doya, binu shnois doya bo doya. And why is that? Because we always look to our elders. Shalom bicho miyagetcho, zikinecho miyoyim guloch. And that gives us the koyach to continue. Therefore, Yeshaya Novi, when he heard of many klolos, and the last one was that hana yirab bezokin, that the youngsters won't learn from the older generation. They'll start new. They'll rebel against the older ones. They'll want the older ones to follow them. As we see a little bit today, Hashem Yisroelim, what's going on? The Kibbutz Av is not what it used to be. The respect for elders is not what it used to be. It's a different story today. Everyone's independent-minded, as I, with all the influence in the world. That's why they're going like that. As if it's Goyish Sikh, Yiddish Sikh. There's much less Kibbutz Av Em today than it used to be. Then he knew that's the end of the talks. It can't go further, because if there's no respect for the elders, for rebbes and for parents, whoever they are, then there's no continuity for Klal Yisrael, and the gula has to come. Then he had a nechama to understand that's the end of the klolos. There's nothing worse than that. And now, Yirab Bezokim, the Gemara of Nebuchadnezzar, which has klolos, then it's the end of everything. Al Kuponim, the idea of Yesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Emoy, to understand that the Rebbeinu Shem is with us, and we can see it in our generation, as I just explained to Shem Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It's an unbelievable thing to think, when Shlom, you're still with us. And that should give us a great koyach to be zoichet of it, to become ma'amin and b'nei ma'amin. But there's one problem today, which did not exist beforehand. You know, we're all involved with modern technology, whatever they call it, the internet and all these things that are going on today. There's a great problem with the internet. I'm not talking now about the preachers and the te'evos, and the influence it has on the Jewish mind, on our tahara, on our purity as an Am Yisrael, different to the Goyim, which is supposed to be like that, and not to learn from them. But there's another problem with all the modern technology. In the olden days, that's the way I see it, in the olden days, when a person worked on a farm, let's say whatever he had to do. Now, he planted, he sowed, he plowed beforehand, he did all the avodas hasodah. He did not get immediate results. emissary. There was no immediate result. They had to wait for the season, winter, summer, everything to work out well. But there was plenty of time in the meantime to think about the bonus of Olam. If it's a mom in the Chai Olam, in the Rei, as Rashi, as Toista says, I'm momming in you. I knew without you, nothing's going to happen. It's, conditions have to be met. I did my little bit. I plowed. I did. And all the other avodas I saw, the Ramachas Melochas. But the results I don't see immediately. And when the results come, there's a lot of time in between. The intermediate period, the Rebbeinu Shalom, help me. With fillers, with tachen. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. When rain falls, he wants you to be mispallel. He didn't let rain fall until all the Marishan played for it. You know what the problem is today? Today, everything goes with immediate results. I don't know if you thought about it, but it's a fact. Everyone, you just press a button. You're all over the world. You can talk in 5 countries in 1 minute. You have a son there and a daughter there. Everybody's watching in. Have you Zoom today? They're going further and further. You know what's coming out more of that? There's no time to think about the Rebbeinu Yisrael. Because whatever I do, I get immediate result. I don't have to start praying. I've got the result immediately on the computer, whatever it is, on the smartphone. Kelim, Kelim, Shoyim, Yen, Ezokt. Panu, Kelim, Ipnei, Atumat, Arebe, Ezokt, Avoyim. Va'aparosti, Kelim. But I see Emunah, in terms of Emunah, the rest of the things, well, I have to take care of himself. Even though we say they need it for business, you have to be very careful. Many people have fallen in because the Yetzer Hara doesn't rest. 24 hours, 24-7, even on Shabbos he works. The Yetzer Hara works 7 days a week. And people fall in. But I'm talking now about the meaning of Emunah. Believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand how Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, that the Rebbeinu Shloim is amongst us. This is a way that sort of you're pushing Rebbeinu Shloim out of the system. I saw once a Tel Zerof, Das, what's it, Shuri Das, Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch, the Tzadik Levroche. He talks about the Deir HaFloge, and it's not so clear what the actual sin was, the Deir HaFloge. There's a lot of talk about it. There's a Ramban, there's a Zoya, he brings nice Maram Ekoimus, Kitzutz Benetiers, if you know the meaning, the Zoya state, they broke off the Ches with the last sphere, the 10th spheres. It's higher talk, higher level talk, whatever it means. But what he does say is, after a lot of machshava into the Indian, what went on with this Deir HaFloge? He came out with a certain vote, a phrase in Yiddish, which he thinks really explains the whole situation. Sie haben sich gerissen mit Hashgoche. That's the word he used in Shura Dar. They tore away the Hashgoche. They say, Rebbeinu Shloim, you stay where you are, take care of myself. In what way? They brought all the good minds together. All the great scientists and all the Kishuf Makas and all of them came together in, where they came together, that place, and they gathered, and they wanted to settle, make a world that we can rely on our own without having to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can do everything on our own. Medical issues, other things. In terms of whatever a country needs, all the mines, all the plants, and get everything out through their own work, and they won't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the idea of the Deir HaFloge. There was a lot of Sholem between them. But the Sholem was in a way now saying, no, no shame. Let's forget about the Rebbeinu Shloim. He says, Mamisham zecha gerissen mit Hashgoche. There's nothing worse than that. Then the world has no right to exist of it. So I wish they didn't punish them the way he did by Meir HaMavel, because of their Te'evis and all that. He had to separate them, and with that he made the way with all the ideas. As long as they came together, if they thought they could take care of the world, there wouldn't be no marble anymore. They'd take care of everything. Today, the world we're living in, we are in a certain way. In a certain way, and as I said before, I think that's a merdik and a kudder. The immediate results you get of everything, there's no time to think about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because you've already got a result, you're already going on to the next thing, and things are working so nicely and clearly with all the details. Where's that mokim to sit a few minutes down? Now, when it comes to davening, which really should be the time when we pray for it, so we're busy with other things. I'm not trying to talk bad about Klal Yisrael. I know the faults, and I'm in the same boat, believe me. At davening, we don't vacuous in davening. We get over the davening, all right, we try to get through. And sometimes in the meantime, we can look at pamphlets given out in every shul, hopefully not in everyone. Yeah, like all types of pamphlets. I sit on the table in Yerushalayim, I tell you, I'm the only one with davening. The one on the right is learning Reb Chaim, the yeshivish guy. I gave him Musa. They're always giving me mussy. It's a big time to talk about it. I say, I've said enough. I've been kind of here more than one. And on the left, the other one is very busy reading, you know, Masterlich, Mitwerklich. Then I raise the siddur. Underneath all the pamphlets, he pulls the siddur out, you know, for a quick say, and he puts it back underneath, and I cooked with him in the dark. This morning also saw somebody learning Baba Basra in the middle of davening. My boy said, that's not what it's meant. You won't get any dvekas. You'll never join up HaKadosh Baruch Hu with any shaykhis to him with this style of life. You think you're a masmid and you think you're doing this and that, you have a nice word to say at the table, or something in davening sit on. You're not relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not being machniya yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when are we going to remind ourselves that we have a creator in heaven? When are we going to remind ourselves that we have a creator? We don't live here on our own. Yeah, when it comes to the end of the years, when you take somebody away, but then they begin to say, oi, bhai, I thought I was here forever. I see the chavet, the levaya here, the levaya there. I know people can at levaya also talk business. But the organ is going by talking business matters. Then they lost cases. What can I say? You have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bit, even in learning, Chaim Velozhin said in Eftach Chaim, you can learn and also forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're so excited about your learning, you have a nice word, or you see a nice word. He said in the middle, you should stop for a moment and think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us the Torah. In all times, the Tzohar is working very hard on that today, besides all other things that he's doing, what all these Kelim Shoinim are doing in our generation, Ladav Yoneinu, but he's making us become Imaminim. We're not Maminim anymore. All the modern technology takes us away. The whole idea of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and putting in. We ask ourselves the same question. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imoyin. Is he there or is he not there? We don't think about him. We're not in tefillah, not in our daily activities. So I'll give you a good idea. The Gedolim said, and they're perfectly right. Besides our daily davening, I've given this idea to other people who I saw from Hashem Gedolim. That besides our... How long have I got still? So,
not
a bit. Not
much.
What?
Come on, 2-3 minutes.
What?
2-3 minutes.
Oh, hey. So, besides the davening we daven, our regular davening, it becomes sort of a more of a mitzvah sanoshim and umodim by many people. It's always the same brochus. In the middle of the day, about your business, wherever you are, think a little bit and have a little personal discussion with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Become near to him. Because there's going to be a time when you're going to only be near to him. And I always say those people run out of shul before the end. You know, they're busy and they're heading back on the phone and they're running backwards and forward. I said, there'll come a time you will not be able to run anymore. You'll be motionless and be lying and pacing just the formalities of Marlin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nowhere to run to. So why don't get used to it now to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what we're going to do later. After 120, that's what's going to happen. Everybody knows it. There's no suffix. No right, no left, and nowhere to go to. No friends, no kedeshim, all the stuff. No tzolaris, no kesed. It doesn't happen. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get used to talk to him today. He's the source of everything. And you're going to get back to him anyhow. When your goof will part from this world, the nourish a goof. Unless you did something good to it. So, what's going to happen? So this is a big problem today, in my eyes. A big problem. Think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talk to him in the middle. Give a little shmuyid and say, Rabbi Shalom, I thank you for everything. Please help me along to make this business or to make a good decision, whatever I have to do. Thank you, Baba Kosher, Ala Osid, and Aidoya, Ala Ova. Continue to keep up a kesher with him. And don't let yourself get torn, taken away with all that's going on today. And again, I'm saying that's a great, great problem. We can ask ourselves, how much do we think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day? When we're so busy with all our geschäften, with all our quickly doubts, we don't think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think that's a lesson we have to learn here. As we approach Shavuos, we have to go on and we're following in the path of the Yidden. Don't get involved in Ayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu. Keep on thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Keep on aiming at the goal of Kabbalah Satoira, to be worthy of Kabbalah Satoira, and the Rebbe should help us that we should be zoicha to approach Kabbalah Satoira with all the kinyonim as we should, and we should be zoicha to our Kabbalah Satoira.